You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast today. I wanted to point out that today is the 19th of July, and those of you who are on hold right now live, looks like I'll be able to get to your calls today. But I do want to point out that I have written something called 9-Day Energy Reset. And 9-Day Energy Reset is a 10-day ritual that you do beginning on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, and allows you to relax into drawing to you what you want. It's the cost of a latte to download on your Kindle or on your phone, or you can actually order a hard copy and decide to start it on the 1st of August instead. But what's nice about this ritual is not only it's not expensive at all, it's just a few dollars, but it allows you to see how powerful you really are. And most people come into this lifetime, they get invited to be here. You know, you get to be in this life, but most people don't act like they're part of the party. So I like to tell people, you've been invited to the party, act like you're invited to the party. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Whitney.
Oh, hi, Whitney. What's your question for me today?
Hi, Mona. Thank you. I'm having like a sense of the word that comes to me to be succinct is bankruptcy. I feel socially bankrupt, and it has hit my finances. My heart is starting to feel broken. I'm feeling very discouraged. And I feel like there's a lesson here. I feel like so much negativity has happened in a small amount of time that maybe, you know, there's a shift I need to make, and I'm not sure what the shift is, and I'm starting to get just overwhelmed with hurt feelings. So I'm looking for a little guidance on that.
Okay, so here's the interesting thing about your cards, is the very first card talks about you taking your happiness seriously. And the reason I say that is that a lot of people use the task or the purpose of making other people happy, and they own it as their purpose. And then what happens is they find out that that gets to start feeling a little shallow or hollow in some way. So what happens is that the gratefulness that comes from other people when you do nice things for them, it never really fills up that hole inside, right? And I'll tell you why. Because you have to fill yourself up first before your actions toward other people are actually authentic. Do you see what I mean?
I mean, the one great relationship I have is with my very young daughter. That's the one place where maybe that resonates, maybe.
Okay, no. So here's the funny thing. I'm actually asking you to have a better relationship with yourself first. It's not, in other words, the outward reflection of what's going on with you internally, it really is just showing you what you don't want. So instead of being upset about it or suffering over it, you just simply dismiss it as, oh, I'm being shown a lot of what I don't want. So then in the task of actually drawing money to you, what it's saying here is that it seems as though you are reflecting out there people that are just as worried about money as you are. So what happens is that you might end up landing a great job, but then you find that within a couple weeks you're bored because the tasks of the job are not inspiring or motivating to you in any way, and you usually end up working for people that are kind of cheap, right? So just
Mona,
I
got fired after 2 weeks. I just
got fired after
2 weeks.
Wait. Will you let me finish? Because what I'm trying to tell you here is that they did you a favor.
Okay.
Even though, yes, you liked the paycheck, in your heart of hearts, you really didn't like the job. So, and I'm telling you that there's a person that you worked with there that was kind of a dick. So I'm actually thinking you dodged a bullet. Now, as far as timing is concerned, it's talking about a really amazing job coming towards you within 3 weeks. Because what it's saying is that you sit down and you describe what the job looks like that you really want to do, all right? And it may be out of your comfort zone. It may be out of the realm of what you've done before. But with the springboard of what you have done before, working as your foundation. Because you have two cards here that say, the fact that you got let go from this last job, I'm actually yay, because you didn't really like it anyway, all right? The other thing is that you have this card of being guided by angels. And part of what I want you to do is, and part of the angels might be something as practical as updating your LinkedIn profile. So now I'm going to get practical with you, is that today, because it's the weekend anyway, is I want you to jump on your iPad or your computer, and I want you to update your LinkedIn profile. After you have updated your LinkedIn profile, then what I want you to do is search for people that you used to work with and say nice things about them as a recommendation. Now, the reason I'm having you do this is that the hardest thing for you to do when you're going through a tough time is be grateful. And what I'm asking you to do is actually spend the next 3 weeks being grateful for the fact that you don't have to go to that crappy job that you just got let go from with people that didn't really appreciate you in the first place. Because this says that you get to, within 3 weeks, do what I call a trapeze act. And the trapeze act is where you go from this platform to the next platform with a job that's going to be enough money for you so that you're not always worried about money. And then we'll probably talk again after that. But what I'm actually getting here is that you got to count your blessings that you didn't really like the job anyway. And what I'm trying to get you to get to is go, okay, I am being divinely guided. If I would just relax into the idea of the kind of job that I really want to work, then that job will be drawn to you. Does that make sense?
It does.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Is this
Paul?
Oh, hey, Paul. What's your question for me?
I was actually just going to ask you, how is my ex, Kathy? And I'm wondering if she's doing well. And I know that she's my soulmate that we were married in our past life. And we got out of a relationship because of she was a Libra, and a lot of other people actually basically felt like they felt like they were actually responsible for her, and that I basically wasn't going to break their jaws just to actually sit here and, you know, try to talk to her. I was in college. I had a job. I had my internship. And when I tried to talk to her, either she was gone or other things.
So the way your cards are coming up connected with Kathy is Kathy was just supposed to be the way your cards are coming up, Paul, is that Kathy was just supposed to be a recognition in this lifetime, but not necessarily a relationship or a connection. Now, the reason I say that is that right now, the only thing Kathy causes you is pain. So thinking about Kathy causes causes you pain. Wanting to be with Kathy causes you pain. All of this is causing you pain. So what I'm actually suggesting is that you recognize the fact that you were supposed to acknowledge that you two are in this lifetime together, but you're not supposed to be together in this lifetime.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I got to finish what I'm going to tell you because I'm shifting over to what your real question is, okay? Because Kathy was just sort of a filter question because that's not the real question. What I'm actually getting here is you're going through this no compromise vibration where you're not going to do anything that causes you pain. So if something causes you pain, you're supposed to turn your back on it. So, and it's funny because Eckhart Tolle is the one that actually really studied this about the power of now, that when you stay in this present moment, there's nothing wrong with this present and a fabulous and gifted moment. But the card that I really, really love in your reading, and you have two major cards. The one major card is connected with your soulmate recognition of Kathy, but that you're not supposed to be in this lifetime with her as a relationship. You're just supposed to acknowledge that you both are existing at this time. But the card I really, really like and the card that I love is this card called the Fool, which is my favorite card in the entire tarot deck because it literally means the big trust of being in this lifetime and learning to trust yourself and not what anybody else tells you.
Yes, and I'm starting to actually read the stock market. I used to be a psychic reader like you. And actually I've been reading the stock market and I've gotten to where I'm about 80%, 90% accurate on actually reading the ticker. And no one will believe me about that.
Well,
so
the thing is
one problem.
Wait. You just said something so so amazing, and that's the thing I want you to trust. You don't need to get validation from somebody else that you're right. I don't care if anybody else believes you or not.
But the problem with it is I need to actually be able to get paid with it. Have MS.
Okay, all you have to do is so you take $500 and you turn it into $5 million, and then you'll have more people that want to follow you and pay you than you know what to do with. So you do it for yourself first, and then, by the way, you don't need the other people because the book that you write about it would end up being the thing that makes you a boatload of money.
Yeah. My spiritual guide told me that I'm writing my own book. So, all right. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code. Hold on, let me get him on the air. 860. Hello, 860.
Who's this?
My name is Jaquana.
Jaquana, you have an echo that's pretty serious on the
phone.
I apologize.
So,
it is a temporary phone I am using.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to address your question.
There's
an echo. So let's work it out
maybe
next week.
Not
going to
work for me.
Sorry, guys. I had to let her go because the echo was just too gnarly on that. Wow. All right. I'm going to go to, hold on. I'm trying to get to, my computer's going a little slow here. All right. I'm going to go to area code 551. Hello, 551.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is T. I'm calling about love.
All right, T, let's see what the cards want to say to you here. Okay, wow. so there are two amazing cards in here that address how perfect you are, okay? In traditional tarot, there are two cards that are the two highest cards any woman can get in a reading. One is called the Empress, and one is called the High Priestess. In my deck, they're called Creativity and Inner Voice, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. What it's saying here is that you are all woman, that everything about you is perfect. The cool thing about the High Priestess card, or what I call or the card that's called Inner Voice, it's your ability to tell people the truth without offending them. It's your ability to talk about what you want, what you need, where it's falling on very receptive ears. So the very first thing I want to tell you about love is you being honest with what you're looking for and be very clear what you're looking for. Then it's saying, because you have the Empress card, or what it's called Creativity in my deck, this is the card of you not apologizing for all of the things that you do well. All right? It's the card of fertility. It's the card of the writer. It's the card of the performer, the actress. It's the card that is has no problem with a girl stepping into her spotlight. All right? And you have these both of these cards. So the biggest thing I want to tell you is do not settle. If somebody doesn't treat you well, or if they're not the right person for you, you need to immediately say to yourself, this is not the right person. But I have to tell you have your power month for romance is actually November of this year. And between now and November, don't be surprised if there's lots of people, both men and women, flirting with you. Because there's something about your energy that is just so magnetic and so welcoming and so loving right now. I just want you to trust it.
Okay.
So you're probably going to call me around the end of November and go, oh, my God, Mona, I met somebody. Because I just want you to be very aware of the people that are trying to catch your eye. And so this is you going into this vibration of awareness. You see what I mean?
That is so true.
And I'm not worried about you in love at all. But one of the questions you want to ask yourself is, do you actually need to be married? That's a big question.
Yeah.
Because you might not need to be married. And I'm actually okay with you not being married. If you find the right person, do you actually need a ring and a date? No. The ring would be nice, but you don't actually need to be married if you have the right person, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right,
that's
gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Just be really aware, because what I keep getting for you is I keep getting that there are lots of people flirting with you. So there you go. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. All right, I've got somebody here from the 973 area code. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Yes, hi. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. You're kind of in a noisy place right now. I'm hearing background noise.
Okay, I'm free now. Yes, hi. I would like to ask about a relationship with Trey.
All right, let's see. Okay, so there's an old relationship here that you actually need to bring peace to. And as soon as you bring peace to that old relationship, the relationship with Trey can move forward.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says. But there's this old relationship that you still are holding some prickly feelings for, and you need to let that go. You need to bless and release and let that go, because as soon as you do, the one with Trey can actually bloom into something that's pretty wonderful. So let that happen.
I've been single for 4 years, though.
I'm just saying that, there's something from the past you need to let go of first. And then you just need to allow Trey to step forward.
Do you see why Trey and I came together?
Well, what I keep getting is that you're supposed to be shown with Trey what a real relationship is like. That it's not supposed to all be, you know, red roses and spirals and butterflies. It's actually supposed to be a real abiding friendship.
Oh, okay.
Just saying. Now, that actually is usually the best basis for a love relationship. And the thing is that I think that sometimes you have high expectations of how Trey's supposed to act instead of just accepting Trey.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. All right. I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Shanithia.
And what's your question for me today?
I just recently applied for this job called Frito-Lay, and they gave me a kickback. And they gave me a hit back saying that I meet the qualifications. Well, this is the second email they sent me. And they told me that my application would be passed to the hiring manager. Do you see me getting through with this job?
Well, what this says is that if you want the job, you can have it. Seriously. I'm going to give you like a little something else to think about. Okay, I want you to take the job when it's offered to you, because according to this, it will be. But I want you to immediately start looking for the next job that's the next step up, even though you just get this job. The reason I say that is that I think that this job's just kind of a holding pattern for maybe 5 or 6 months until you get the next job or even another job within the same company in another department.
Okay. Oh, it's something that I really wouldn't like.
Well, no, it's not a bad job. And actually, it says here you'll like the people. But the thing is that I'd rather you take the job because it's with a big brand name. It's with a big major company. And that once you work for one major company, it's easier to get a job at another major company. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I want you to look at this job like a stepping stone. So you take this job, you work it till early 2020, and then in next year, 2020, you look for another job. But you start looking as soon as you get hired at this job, because I really want you to put in your mind what it is you truly want for a career. Do you see what I mean?
Right now you're just
getting a job. Okay, and I get that. That's cool. All right, you're just getting a job. But as soon as you get this job, then what I want you to do is start looking for the next job that you're going to start applying for in year 2020, which is 5 months from now. Do you see?
Okay.
It's saying you're getting the job quickly. So I want you to put your energy and mojo in that direction and take that job.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Ms. Mama. Okay.
Bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.